Gundunga Beast and Yong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have some community announcements, along with news from the Philippines and the U.S., and a plethora of music. If last week you missed our show, we had three special guests on the show, and they were three Filipino actors that were part of the cast of the Kung Fu Zombie Saga, Shaman, Warrior, and Cannibals, which is presented by Theater Mu. We had Alyssa Tybar, Michelle De Hoya, and Norm Munoz. So if you missed last week's interview with three of the Filipino-American cast members of this play, be sure to go to the website at kfai.org/Filipino-American National News, or you can hear it via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store, and it will be up on the app and the website for one more week. In regards to that play, the Kung Fu Zombies Saga, Shaman and Warrior and Cannibals, is from Theater Mu, and it will be running through the 13th through next week at the Luminary Arts Center. And you can go to the Luminary Arts website for more information in regards to the play. In regards to additional community announcements, on Saturday, August the 26th, the Philippine Nurses Association of Minnesota will be having their 5K fun run and walk at the Phelan Lakeside Activity Center, 1530 Phelan Drive in St. Paul, Minnesota at 55106. Check-in is at 7:30 a.m. and this race starts at 8 a.m. Be sure to contact the organizers such as Vita at 651-270-9182. And our last community announcement is the performer IID Las Alas will be performing on September the 23rd, 2023 at the Nissan Sports Bar and Grill. It looks like this will be taking place at 7 p.m. The doors open at 5 p.m. For more information in regards to this, you can contact Luce at 952-232-8958. And also, as I was perusing the internet this past week, in regards to a much further down community announcement, it looks like Filipino American actor, poet, author, writer, director Dante Bosco will be in town coming up this fall, as he is going to be part of the Twin Cities Con, which will be taking place from November the 3rd through the 5th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And if you are a big fan of wrestling, Monday Night Raw is taking place tomorrow at the Target Center in Minneapolis, and one of the wrestlers is of Filipino descent and African American descent. Cadence Carter is part of a tag team that has been moved up from the division of the WWE called NXT. And if you're looking for an interesting watch on YouTube, herself, along with a wrestler by the name of Joaquin Wild and Shotzi Blackheart, have a Filipino taste testing luncheon amongst each other. And it's great to see the kind of the reactions they have when it comes to Filipino cuisine. But right now, we're going to head over to our news desk with our first article of the evening. And this comes from Forbes.com. The Abovitz Equity Ventures, AEV, controlled by billionaire Abovitz family, said it has partnered with Coca-Cola Europe Pacific Partners, the CCEP, to jointly acquire Coca-Cola Beverages Philippines at an enterprise value of $1.8 billion. The proposed transaction is expected to be completed by the end of this year. The company said in a statement, the acquisition, which is subject to due diligence and regulatory approval, will help AEV diversify away from its electricity generation business, which accounts for roughly 58% of the group's net profit in 2022. The acquisition would build on the Abovitz portfolio diversification strategy to enter the consumer market through a highly profitable business with one of the best global brands, said Sabin Abovitz, 59, president and CEO of AEV. It offers excitement, learning experience for Abovitz on marketing, distribution, logistics, and operations. Upon completion of the deal, AEV will own 40% of Coca-Cola Philippines, while the CCEP will own the rest. The Philippines is Coca-Cola's second largest market in Southeast Asia. Apart from its power generation business, AEV has also interest in financial services and is the biggest shareholder of the Union Bank of the Philippines, whose consumers-leaning businesses has scaled up following the acquisitions of Citibank consumer banking business in the country. The group has stakes in real estate, food manufacturing, and cement. It's also building a portfolio of infrastructure facilities that include airports, cellular towers, and data centers. AEV's parent, Abovitz & Company, is a colonial-era company which traces its roots to Paulina Abovitz, a sailor from Spain's Basque region who came to the Philippines in the late 1800s and built a hemp trading and shipping business. Five generations of the family has transformed the century-old conglomerate into a banking and power behemoth. The family has a net worth of $2.9 billion, according to the list of Philippines' 50 richest, published in August of last year. And for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from a group known as One Voice, and the name of this song is All That to Me. once again, that was One Voice with All That to Me. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at 90.3 FM, and also heard at kfai.org/Filipino American National News, and also can be found via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. And now, back to the news desk. The Philippines has accused Chinese Coast Guard ships of firing water cannons and making dangerous maneuvers as the ships in the South China Sea. The Philippine Coast Guard, the PCG, strongly condemns the Chinese Coast Guard, the CCG, dangerous maneuvers and illegal use of water cannons against the PCG vessels. The PCG wrote in a statement shared on its official Facebook account Saturday. The PCG vessels were escorting ships carrying supplies to military troops stationed in Ayugin Shoal, also known as the Second Thomas Shoal, in the Spratly Island chain known in China as the Nansha Islands. China calls the shoal the Ranai Reef. In response issued on Sunday, China accused the Philippine Coast Guard, the PCG, of trespassing in its waters. Two Filipino supply vessels and two Coast Guard vessels illegally intruded into the water adjacent to the Ranai Reef in China's Nansha Islands. Gan Yu, spokesman for the China Coast Guard, said it according to the statement published on its website. China's Coast Guard implemented the necessary control in accordance with the law and prevented the Philippine vessels carrying the illegal construction material. We urge the Philippine side to immediately stop its infringing activities in that maritime area, Gan Yu said according to the statement. Gan Yu reasserted the Chinese territorial claim on the island and the South China Sea, vowing to continue its law enforcement activity within the region. The U.S. State Department, meanwhile, voiced its support for the Philippines and called on China to respect the freedom of navigation. China has no lawful claim to the maritime area around Second Thomas Shoal, it said in a statement published on Saturday. The South China Sea has long been a source of tension between Manila and Beijing. Beijing claims indisputable sovereignty over the almost all of the 1.3 million square mile South China Sea, as well as most of the islands within it. That includes the Spratlys, an archipelago consisting of 100 small islands and reefs, also claimed in full or part by the Philippines, Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan. Manila, however, calls the area the West Philippine Sea. In 1999, it intentionally grounded a Navy transport ship, the BRP Sierra Madre, on Second Thomas Shoal, manned by Philippine Marines, to enforce the country's claim to the area. Philippine maritime authorities have accused Chinese vessels of harassing Filipino fishers in the vicinity. Relations were strained in December when Manila expressed great concern about the presence of China's vessels in the contested waterways. A month later, Chinese leader Xi Jinping met his Philippine counterpart Ferdinand Marcos Jr., and the two men agreed to strengthen economic ties and resume talks of oil exploration amid frictions over contested areas of the waterway. Right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from a group known as One Vision, and the name of this song is By Your Side.
Will always be.
And that was One Vision with By Your Side. And we do have time for some more news to close out the show. And this comes from ESPN. Jimmy Alapang continues to make waves as a Filipino in the NBA as the Philippine basketball legend moves up to the Sacramento Kings as a player development coach. The 5'9" former guard was the assistant for the G League Stockton Kings the last 2 years and now joins Mike Brown's staff for emerging Kings who feature all-star De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis. Alapang played 12 years for the TNT Tropang Giga and 2 more for Marcelo Bolts before retiring in 2016 and moving to the coaching chair for the San Miguel Alba Philippines in the Asian Basketball League with Bobby Ray Parks Jr. as his top gun. He led the Philippine side to the championship in his first season and then a quarterfinal finish the next time around. Now 45-year-old moved to the United States in 2020 and got a job as one of the Bobby Jackson's lieutenants for the Kings G League affiliate. Alapang was a 6-time PBA champion, 2-time finals most valuable player, a 1-time season MVP, and was also a mainstay for the Philippine national team from 2007 to 2013, earning the nickname The Captain for his countless stints as Achilles' floor leader. And looks like potentially the Philippine American National News will try to make every effort to land an interview with Coach Jimmy Alapang. We did try to make overtures this past winter with the Stockton Kings, but unfortunately our schedules didn't quite line up. So hopefully when the Kings make their visits here twice this season, hopefully we'll be able to spend some time with Coach Alapang and talk about his experiences not only in the PBA and the G League, but now in the NBA. But for right now, we are going to end the show with a track from the group Inspired By You, aka IBU. And the name of this track is Broken Record. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Try. Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org, the community's true voice.